In India, slavery is illegal, so is the caste system, under which about 300 million Indians are regarded untouchables. But virtual slavery and discrimination are practiced everywhere. Lower caste families who dare to send their children to school have been murdered in their sleep. Untouchables banned from drinking water from the community well have died of thirst. Commentator Martha Ann Overland, who lives in New Delhi, has her own small protest against the caste system.
As a foreigner, it's easy not to see it. Caste isn't determined by skin color, but where you were born in some great big cosmic hierarchy I don't understand. But what I can do is not allow it to pass through my front door. In my house in India, we don't have separate kitchens or outside bathrooms for the people who work for us. There's none of the traditional hierarchy of chores based on caste, and there's no untouchable who slips in the back door to clean our toilets. At one point, our family hired a security guard to stand outside our house after our babysitter was threatened. I made sure the guard had tea and snacks. I brought him dinner and lent him a warm jacket to cover his sad, threadbare uniform. And of course, he was to use the bathroom. So I asked my cook Sanjeev to tell him. It was better for a man to bring up what in India is a delicate subject. For a brief moment, Sanjeev smiled and nodded. Then he realized what I was actually suggesting. He went cold. "Oh, no, madam," he said in English. "That is not a good idea. He can just go outside." I am quite sure my eyebrows furrowed at this point, thinking of all the drivers and guards who urinate in the street. "Madam, it's better that he doesn't use the bathroom," he said, gently setting me straight. This was a ridiculous conversation to be having with anybody. But the fact that I was having it with a man who I knew was one reincarnation above untouchable was absurd. My cook then switched to Hindi, which he does when he is flustered by my ignorant ways, which is quite often. "You don't understand. These people are dirty. Bahut gunda," he said, "very dirty." "Well, perhaps they are dirty because they don't have a bathroom," I told him. I said I would clean the bathroom after the guard was done. "Oh, no," he said, laughing at the thought of Madam cleaning a bathroom. "But he can't use the same toilet as us," he said firmly. "This would be very, very bad." Perhaps it was too many years of living in India, too many years of watching people who treat those they regard as beneath them as if they were something filthy they stepped in. I let Sanjeev have it. "Sanjeev, I don't care if we are in India, but you are in my house. And as long as you are, we will share the same food, eat from the same plates, share the same bathrooms, and that is true for anyone who works here. If that is a problem, you are welcome to work elsewhere." Sanjeev ran to relay my message. About an hour later, I saw the guard hovering at our front door, too timid to actually ring the bell. "Toilet," is all he said. I pointed to the bathroom, and he came inside and shut the door. Once he left and no one was looking, I slipped into the bathroom. Nothing was out of place, and it was going to stay that way. I would prove to Sanjeev how wrong he was, no matter what it took. For the next 2 weeks, until we no longer needed the guard, I snuck into the bathroom every day, and on my hands and knees I scrubbed caste right out of my house, even if it was only with soap and a brush.
Commentator Martha Ann Overland lives in New Delhi.